the fabulous Smokey there with lead vocalist Chris Norman. Now, originally formed in Yorkshire in 1966, Smokey hit the British pop charts several times during the late 70s, influenced by the band Slay on Mickey Most's Rack Records, as well as the writers of most of the band's hit material, Nicky Chinn and Mike Chapman. They comprised of vocalist Chris Norman, bassist Terry Utley, guitarist Alan Silson, and drummer Pete Spencer. Now, Chris Norman left Smokey in 1986 and went on to have a very successful solo career and is still performing and recording today. So it's a great pleasure to welcome Chris today. Hi, Chris.
Hello, Bob. How are you?
Oh, very well, thank you. How's yourself?
Good, I'm very well, thank you.
Good. You're a busy man. Now, as I say, you're still actively performing and recording, and you've a new album due out later this year, as well as a single that's just been released. We'll talk about those in a bit, but first, can we go back to those exciting days back in the 70s with Smokey?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Right, well, now, you'd already worked hard at your craft for several years before the success of Smokey. What was the buzz like when you really hit it big with the band?
Well, it was great, obviously, because it was, it'd been our goal and our dream for so long. We started at school when we were with 65, 6, and then we went professional in 68. So we've been trying, we had a Name of Kindness then, and we'd had a few records out which didn't make it. So, you know, we'd been looking to try and get there. But when it did happen, of course, it was like a dream come true. So we were thrilled. And of course, then we had many hits after that and traveled the world. So it was a very good time, really.
Yeah, wonderful. I mean, Top of the Pops, too. What was that like?
Great. Oh, it was great. I mean, you know, Top of the Pops, when you've watched it all your life, really, since you were a teenager and seen all these big names, the Beatles, the Kings, the Stones, everybody on Top of the Pops. And then suddenly you're on it, you know. It's like, first of all, it's, you know, overwhelming, really.
Yeah, incredible.
But, and then you do it, and it's great, and it was a wonderful show to do because, of course, it had so many people watched it that your record, if you were on there with it, would automatically go up the charts for next week.
Absolutely. So how much of an influence would you say on the band's success were the songwriters, Nicky Chinn and Mike Chapman?
Oh, an awful lot, especially at the beginning, you know, the songs that they were writing. They always encouraged us to write songs, and, you know, I got a lot of experience from working with Mike Chapman, for instance, in the studio. Mike was the one who worked in the studio, and Nicky was more like the business side of it, really.
Right, okay.
So working with Mike in the studio, we got an awful lot of advice and experience and stuff, and I think I learned a lot about writing songs and everything else. But they always encouraged us to write, but at the beginning especially, they wrote some great songs for us. Like, they had this knack of writing these pop hits that we had. Later on, of course, we started to write, and we had things like Mexican Girl and, yeah, and Run to Me and stuff that we'd written ourselves. But yes, it was very important, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think part of the success was down to your very distinctive voice, really. It's soulful and musical with a hint of gravel and instantly recognisable. Do you think that's a fair description?
Yeah, I think that's what people have told me before. So I guess it's, you know, you don't hear yourself like everybody else does, really.
No.
You know when you've done something you think you've done okay, or you've done right, or you like the performance or something. But you don't really hear that thing that everybody else may hear, you know.
Yeah.
It's just yourself. You're used to it.
Yeah, well, you can instantly recognise it's you singing. From what I've read, unlike a lot of other bands, there doesn't seem to have been any big fallout between the members of Smokey when you left. In fact, Smokey is still active today, I believe. So what made you decide to leave the band in 1986?
We'd stopped touring in, like, by 1980. We weren't touring hardly at all.
Right.
We all went and did our own thing.
Yeah.
I did a lot of producing stuff, and I also had a couple of hits, well, I wish they'd have been hits. We had a couple of singles out as a solo artist then, about 83, 84. And then, so we were kind of like that. And then we were doing the odd tour with Smokey then. We started to work again together, and I got offered to do this record in Germany at first, which is part of a TV movie, which was a huge success. The record came out, it was called Midnight Lady.
Right.
Came out, was number one for 6 weeks, and then it spread into Italy and France and everywhere else around Europe and became a very big hit in Europe, and that started my solo career off. And then I had to decide, do I want to be a solo artist like I've been trying to do, you know, for a little while, or do I want to be Smokey, because I can't have the time to do both really and give it, you know, full attention.
Sure.
So I decided to do the solo thing. There was a bit of awkwardness about that within the band. I mean, you know, we didn't really fall out, but they weren't very pleased, you know. Mm. By that time, Pete had left as well. That was Pete Spencer, the drummer. He left as well. So that just left Alan and Terry.
Right.
And then Alan left. So now the Smokey that's around and about is just Terry, the bass player, plus some guys that have joined the band since those days.
Yeah. Well, you seem to be a very hard worker. In the years since, you've been really busy and you've released more than 20 solo albums. In fact, I think it's about 28, something like that. Your work's been really popular, especially across Europe. Why do you think that is?
I think I've just been very lucky. You know, it's the music business is like so much talent, so much luck, I think. It's just, you know, I know a lot of people who're very talented who just never got the break, you know.
Mm.
I did, and with Smokey, and then as a solo artist, and luckily I've managed to develop a fan base over the years. And so I get, like, a lot of people come and see me in different shows in different countries. And, you know, as I say, I just try and make the best records I can because I like to be current. That's why I have so many. Actually, 28 albums is not really 28, because a lot of the albums that I've put out sometimes come out in different countries under different names.
Oh, okay.
And then
right.
They count that as an extra album. I would think it's more like 18.
It's oh, okay.
Quite a lot, but... Yeah, so, you know, so I like to keep current, and the only way to do that is to keep recording new material every couple of years. So
yeah.
I don't fall into that retro thing where I'm only doing old stuff and oldies festivals.
Sure,
and stuff.
Yeah.
I do my own
yeah.
tours still because I can promote the new albums. I prefer that. And I've been just lucky that I've managed to keep an audience to come and put the bums on.
Yeah. Do you still include the Smokey songs in your set?
Yes, because there's, you know, if I do a set, like a concert tour, I'll do about 2 hours plus.
Yeah.
And in that time, it's a lot. You can do an awful lot of songs. So I always do quite a lot of Smokey songs because the audience want to hear that too. It's quite a few Chris Norman solo things from over the last few years and some new stuff from whatever the current album is, which is... This time it'll be the new album is Don't Knock the Rock, which comes out in September.
Yeah.
So I'll be doing some stuff from that. And... yeah, it's just a mixture, and I vary it. I don't do, like, a batch of, this is Smokey now, this is me. I just do, like, a couple of this one, and then I'll do a couple of new ones, a couple of old ones. And it seems to work very well with the audience.
Yeah. Well, now, 18 albums, there's still a lot of work over the years. So what keeps you motivated to keep at it nowadays?
Well, I just like doing it, you know. I think I was born to be a singer and a musician, songwriter, and performer, and I like being on stage. I enjoy it. It's not like it's not a chore to me. It's not work for
yeah.
me. I mean, sometimes the traveling can be a bit of a chore, but the actual performing and writing and everything is something I enjoy very much,
yeah.
being creative and doing stuff and then performing that stuff to an audience and getting that instant gratification is great. So as long as I enjoy it and as long as I feel you know, well enough and healthy enough to keep doing it, I will.
Yeah, great. Well, we're going to hear your new single in a little while, but as you just mentioned, you've got your new album on the way later this year. Tell us about the album, Chris, and the music in it. Is it all stuff you've written yourself?
Yeah, it's an album called Don't Knock the Rock. There's 14 songs on it, which are all brand new, which I've written all.
Yeah.
One of them was co-written with my guitar player in my band, Jeff Carline. We wrote that together, but the others I just wrote on my own. But it's all new songs. They're a mixture of, you know, sort of mid-tempo rock, some couple of ballads in there. It's, you know, a variation of different genres, but it's all very rootsy, very band-based, guitar-based.
Yep.
And to be honest, I think it's the best collection of songs I've ever had on an album.
Really?
That's what I feel. Mm. So that's what other people are telling me. So I hope it's true because I think so. And the album comes out in September.
Well, great. We'll look forward to that. That's excellent. So what else is coming up for you in the future? I see you've got a few dates, Slovakia, Malta, across Russia.
Yeah.
You're always on the move, aren't you?
Yeah, I've just come back from Holland. I was doing a show there. Before that, I was in Budapest, did a big show there with a 40-piece orchestra,
wow,
including my own band as well, which was great, in this arena in Budapest. There was a Budapest Symphonic Orchestra. We were fantastic, thrilled to play with that.
Yeah.
And before that, I was in South Korea for about a week, doing some dates there.
Yeah.
I'm always working, moving around. And
fantastic.
As I say, you said I'm going to Slovakia, and then I'm going to Malta, I'm going to Russia. I've got the album coming out. I've got some... there's a director in Los Angeles who's working on a script for a movie about my life, which is really exciting.
Oh, wow.
Whether it works or not, I don't know, but
yeah.
It's exciting to think about it, you know.
And do you know what? You don't look much different these days either, do you? You've got a slightly different hairstyle, but other than that, you look much the same. And unlike me, you look like you haven't put a pound on. I've put on about two stones since then.
Well, I've put it on and taken it off. You know, if I'm sitting around for a long time and not doing anything, then I might put a bit on, but then I really try hard to get it off when I'm touring. And, of course, touring itself keeps you thin because you're always on the move and on stage and everything.
Yeah.
But, you know, don't forget those photographs. They're probably photoshopped.
I'll have to get someone to do that to me, I think.
Yeah,
anyway,
really.
It's been fantastic talking to you today, Chris. Thank you very much. All the best with the album and single. Perhaps you could give us a website address for anyone who'd like to find out a bit more about what's happening.
Yeah, my website is chris-norman.co.uk.
Fantastic. All right, well, we're going to hear that new single now. I've heard it. I love it. Great stuff. And it's very Chris Norman. Thank you again, Chris. This is Sun Is Rising.